Let's Bez Hashem Bli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Nun Zayin. Today we complete the fourth parak of Makom Shenagu, and tomorrow we're going to begin Tamid Nishchat. So we're going to go through Kachim and Yanim for the next month. It's going to be a little bit of a foray away from Psachim into Kachim. The Karban Pesach, of course, has a lot of halachos connected to Kachim. So 5, 6, and 7 are pretty much all about Karbanos. 5, 6, 7, and 8. And then the ninth parak is a little bit about Pesach Sheni. And then we get to Ari Psachim right before Pesach. We'll come back to discussing all about the Seder. So that's some exciting things to look forward to in the future. Here we go. Says the Gemara. We're on the two lines from the bottom, Nun Vav Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan Rabbis Tana Braisa Barishona. Before the rabbis protested the actions of the people of Yericho, Hayu Nosten Peya Lelefes Filakruv. The people of Yericho used to designate a corner of their field and give Peya for turnip and cabbage. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Lekaplut. Rabbi Yossi says, not only turnip and cabbage, Rabbi Yossi says, even for leek. V'tani Idach, another Brisa says, no, how you know it's in Pele Lefes Lekaplut, first they used to give for turnip and leek, that's Tanakama Rabbi Shimon Omer Af Lekruv. And Rabbi Shimon said, even for cabbage. Nema tlasa tanai havi. Let us say that there's really three opinions here. Says the Gemara, no. Lo, you got it wrong. Tre tanai havi. There's only really two opinions. Vitana kamad Rabbi Shimon as Haina Rabbi Yossi. Vitana kamad Rabbi Yossi Haina Rabbi Shimon. It's really just Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yossi. Umaya af akomaisa. When it says af, it means even on the turnip. In other words, there's only one opinion. Tanakama in both cases says just turnip, and one opinion. There's only two opinions. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that they gave peah for turnip and leek, and Rabbi Shimon holds they gave peah for turnip and a cabbage. And when it says af, it means they argue what you do in addition to the turnip. They both say that they gave pay on the turnip. Just the question is whether you added leek or whether you added the cabbage. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Ben Bohayon, the son of somebody named Bohayon, Nosan Peah LaYerek. He used to give. He would have the aniyim take peah even from the vegetables on the field of his father, which is against the din. Uba aviv, his father came, umitza'an l'aniyim shayutunun yerek. His father, who owned the field, came and saw the aniyim were walking out of the field with vegetables. Va'omdin ha'pesach hagina, they were ready to leave with their bags full of vegetables. Amar lahen, so the daddy, who knew the halacha, said to the aniyim, Banai, my sons, Hashlichu me'alechem, pour out the vegetables that you just took as peah. Va'ani nosin lechem kiflayim. I'm going to give you double this amount b'me'usar with stuff that had already had ma'aser taken off it, because you guys are going to mess yourselves up here. You're taking peah. You're going to have to separate ma'aser because the din of peah doesn't apply to vegetables. So you're going to have to take ma'aser off of this. Lo b'pnei she'ein itzara, and he reassured them. Not because I'm a cheapskate, I don't want you to take pay. I'm going to give you double. No, because the rabbi said you're not supposed to separate peah on vegetables like we saw yesterday, because it's not miskayim. It's not something that lasts for a long time. Why do you have to add this extra piece? Why do you have to add this extra line? Oh, don't, it's not because I'm a cheapskate. So that the poor people shouldn't think that he's just pushing them off and not and his intention is not to give them. You have to be very, very careful how you talk to poor people. So says the Tzlach in commenting on this Gemara. From this Gemara, we have to learn that you have to be very, very careful not to embarrass poor people and not to pain them with words. And certainly, not to try to push them off so that they think that you're not really planning on giving them money when you are. Because Bohayon went out of his way to say extra words so that the poor people shouldn't think that he's pushing them with Dvarim Ba'alma. And their hearts will break over this. So says the Meiri. And the Meiri says that way, and the Tzlach also talks about this, don't say that it's just that they wouldn't have listened to him to throw it down. That's why he spoke longer. Because since this field belonged to the daddy, not the son, the son didn't have the rights over it. This that he was going to give them double, it was his field, and he went far to tell him that, listen, I'm in charge here, and I'm going to make sure you get what you need. So say the Acharonim. Okay, back in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, a rabbi stone of Brisa, Barishon Hayamanichin Oros Kachim, Balishkas Beis HaParva, used to be that they would take the skins of the Karbanos and pile them up in this office in the Beis HaMikdash called Lishkas Beis HaParva. Let's say the skins of a Karban Ola, the skins of a Karban Chatas, the skins of a Karban Asham, the skins of the Karbanos Tzibor, all these skins used to be given to the Kohanim. So they would pile it up in this office called Lishkas Beis HaParva. V'la Erev, in the evening, Ayim Chalkam Asan La'anshe Beis Av. They would divide them up to the people who had worked that day in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hayu Bale Zeroa, Vayu Bale Zeroas, Noton Osam Bezroa. And whoever was the stronger Kohen would muscle his way in there and get more skins. So the rabbis did not like this practice. Eskinu Sheyiyu Mechalkin Osan, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. They decided they would just divide them up on Friday when the whole Mishmar was there, the whole family of Kohanim, the whole families whose job it was to work that week. So since a lot of people were there, it was a little better. Da'asin kulu mishmaros. So all the mishmaros of the week were there to divide it up. So the strong guys didn't have chutzpah to take. V'shaklan ba'adadi. They would divide it amongst themselves. But still it wasn't so fair. V'adayin ha'gdoli kuna notlun osam bezra. Still the greater Kohanim would get more, even though all the Kohanim mishmaros were there. So the strong people didn't get, but nevertheless, the chash of a Kohanim would get more. So Amdu Balim, so all the Kohanim together decided, Vigdishim Lashamayim. They made them all hektish, and they stopped taking them. It was too hard to divide it out, so they stopped taking them. That's the way Rashi understands. Amrulo, Hayyamim Muatim, Achechipu Asahichel Kulo Betavlos Shelzov. So there was all this extra money now going into the Beis HaMikdash. So they did Shiputzim, they fixed up the inside of the Beis HaMikdash. And they redid it with plates of gold because of all the money that they were coming in because of the skins that nobody would take. Shehin Ama al Ama Ka'ovi Dinar Zav. They had these golden plates that they redid the inside of the Beis HaMikdash with. Ula Regel, and on Yontif, when all the Jews would come up to be Ula Regel, Ha'yu Mekaplan Osan, U'manich Osan al Gav Ma'ala Bahar HaBayis, they would take them down and display them for outdoors on the Har HaBayis for the Ole Regal to see. Kadeshi Ole Regalim Rowan Shemalachim Noiv Ein Ba Delim. So that the people who are Ole Regal should see that the beautiful golden plating, that the new golden plating that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. Because usually they were inside, so they would take them out to show them that the inside people wouldn't, the regular people wouldn't go inside the Heichal. So they would take them out to show the people. Says the Gemara. So now we're going to learn a little bit more about the problems that Bale Zeroa, strong-armed people, can cause. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Omer Abishol says, Koros shel shikma hayu biyericho. So there were beams from the sycamore trees in Yericho. V'hayu Bale Zeros notel oso bizroa. So there were these robbers, these strong-armed robbers would go into people's backyards and take them. Amdu Balam Vigdishim Lashamayim. So the owners decided to donate them to Hektish so that the robbers would not be able to benefit from them. Aleim Valkayotze Behem, Omar Abashol ben Butnis Misham Abba Yosef ben Chanin, about these kind of strong-armed, bandits. So it seems that even though these guys didn't mind stealing, but stealing from the Beis Hamikdash, that they wouldn't do. So about these strong-armed bandits, he would say, Oili mi beis baisus, oili me alasan. Woe is to me from these people from the house of baisus. Apparently this is one family that baisus was a kohen gadol, and all the people who are going to be mentioned here, the Gemara, kohanim gadolim, but their slaves were thieves, and they would smash people. Oili mi beis baisus, oili me alasan, from their whips, from their blows that they would beat people when they would steal from them. Oili mi beis chanin, oili mi lechishasan, they would give bad advice. Oili mi beis kasros, another family of kohanim. Oili mi kolmasan, they would write nasty things in the papers. Oili mi beis Yishmael ben Piyachi, woe is to me from the house of Yishmael ben Piyachi. Oili mi agrofon, from their fists, they used to beat people up. A lot of the kohanim gedolim. Shehem, all these families, Kohanim Gedolim, Ubnei and Gizbarin, and their kids were the treasurers. The Chasaneim Amar Kalan, their sons-in-law, were the people who decided who got all the hectic stuff. Vavdein Choftenis Ambamaklos, their slaves used to beat the people. These are evil families. See, this is a continuation we saw before, that not all the Kohanim Gedolim during all the time periods of Jewish history were honest and upright people. These people, that's why you see there was fighting amongst the Kohanim who would get the skins, and apparently these children of the slaves of the Kohanim Gedolim, these were like insider mafia families who got the Kohanim Gedola, and then they would steal from people, etc. And the Gemara tells a little bit more about this. Other Kohanim who did not behave properly. Tanur Rabbanan, Arba Tzvachos Tzvacha Azara. The Beis HaMikdash screamed out four screams. Four baskols came out from the Kodesh, from the Beis HaMikdash, and they were heard in the Beis HaMikdash. Two of them were bad, along the lines of what we're saying, and two of them were good. Rishona Tzu'umikan B'nei Eli Shetimu Heichal Hashem. When the sons of Eli HaKohen, so that's where it all started, right? Eli HaKohen, he was a big tzaddik, but he had two sons who were Rishayim. It says in Shmuel Aleph that they would sleep with women who weren't their own wives. Sounds like they would do this even in the Pesach Ol Moed, the entrance to the Mishkan. Rashi says, the symbol of the pshat in the pasuk is that they sinned by sleeping with other men's wives. However, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey, and in Yuma, learns it wasn't Eishes Ish Mamish, but they would delay the bringing of the karbanos, of the yoldos, who come to be tar, and since they had to wait a long time to get their karbanos donated, so it took them a while to come back to their house, and therefore the Kohanim caused them to be mevatel from Pru or Revu with their husbands. And since these Kohanim caused this because of their laziness, the Pasuk considers it as if they slept with them. So says the Gemara. And that's the Baskol, Shetimos Heichal Hashem, that it's as if they defiled, not that they actually did it. But still, they were definitely wicked people. So the Baskol said the sons of Eli should get out of the Beis HaMikdash because they defiled the Beis HaMikdash. Va'od Tzvacha, another time the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Baskol. Tzei mikan Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai. Get out of here, Yisachar, from the village of Barkai. He was a Kohen Gadol. Shemechabed es atzmo u'mechal kotshe shemayim. He honors himself, and he's Mechal Kodshe Shemayim. Davi Korach Yodei Bishiroi. He would wrap his hands In silk. He would wrap his hands in silk when he would do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so that his hands shouldn't get defiled from blood and flesh. V'avad avodah. And he would do the avodah. Davi karach yadu b'shirai v'avad avodah. He would wrap his hands in silk when he would do the avodah. Now, you're not allowed to wrap your hands in silk. He would like wear gloves when he do the avodah because he didn't want his hands to get messed up from the blood and the meat of the karbanos. So what was the problem with this? So Rashi quotes two explanations what his sin was. Let's take a look in Rashi. Where's the Rashi? So Rashi says, look at the three lines from the bottom in the Rashi on the bottom of the page. Karach yadei b'shiroi v'chatzitza poselos b'kachim. So one pshat Rashi has that this is a chatzitza. You're not allowed to do avoda. The Kohen has to do the avoda with his hands, not while he's wearing gloves, even if they're silk gloves. Debeinon v'lokach ha-Kohen sheyikach ba'atzmo. The Kohen has to take it himself. V'od. And the second pshat Rashi says is the bizayon who. It's just a bizayon. It's a bizayon to the karbanos that he didn't want to touch them. Rabbeinu Chanan says that pshat as well. And the Be'er Sheva has a third pshat. It's a psul of wearing too many begadim. The Kohen Gadol is only allowed to wear 8 begadim. If he's going to wear gloves, that's going to be a 9th beged. So his avod is going to be pusul. That's what he says. According to the first pshat in Rashi, that it's a chatzitza, so it's meduyak lashna gemara, umechalal kachi kachim, not like the girsa of the gemara in Krisus where it says mevaze kachi kachim. That's like the second pshat in Rashi. The Orech Laner adds, why'd they allow him to do this? They didn't protest. Because they held he was putting on the silk to be honorable to the Kohanim. And they held lekicha idi davar acher b'derech kavod is not a chatzitza, like it says in Tosas and Sukkah Lamed Zayin, that if you do something for the honor of that which you're touching, it's not a chatzitza. And therefore, the Beis Hamikdash itself had to scream to get rid of him, because they didn't realize that his kavana was just to protect the dirt of his hands, not actually for the honor of the karbanos. So, I have a karach yadusheva over avoda. Let's continue. And what was the other two screams of the? So these two were negative screams. Va'od svacha azar. The Beis Hamikdash cried out two other times in a positive way. Su'ush ar rashechem v'ikanis yishma ben piyachi tamidu shal pinchas. Let the gates raise up your heads and let yishma ben piyachi, the student of Pinchas, return. Let him come into the Beis Hamikdash. V'yishamish b'kuhuna gedola. He's right to be a Kohen Gadol. Yishmael ben Piyachi. Even though earlier we said that his family, right, the same person, we said his family, they used to beat people up, but apparently he himself was a tzaddik. So says Rashi. He was an Adam Kosher. Right? Take a look at the bottom Rashi, second to the last line on the bottom. Yishmael ben Piyachi, kosher haya, he himself was a tzaddik, aval anshei beiso haya bal yizroa, but the people, his kids, they were wicked. But he deserves it. Va'od svacha ha'azara, and furthermore, the Beis HaMikdash, I'm sorry, susham yav yikanes yishmael ben Piyachi, talmido shel Pinchas. Not that he was actually a Talmud of Pinchas, he didn't live in the same time as Pinchas, but he was similar in righteousness to Pinchas, v'yishamish b'kuhuna gedola. He deserves to be the Kohen Gadol. Why they asks the Marsha, why they scream out about him? Weren't there other Kohanim that also deserved to be it? But the Chasam Sofer and the Aruch Laner answer, oh, that's what I thought. Since his kids were wicked, so you might have thought he was wicked too. So the Beis Hamikdash had to say, no, he's actually Roy to be the Kohen Gadol. Some say that he was especially righteous. Ben Yoyada says like that. Okay. Va'od Svacha Azar, the Azar further screamed out, Su'ushar Mashechem v'yikonis Yochanan ben Narbai Talmidu Shal Pinkoi. And the Beis HaMikdash also called out, Su'ushar Mashechem, let the gates call out, v'yikonis Yochanan ben Narbai Talmidu Shal Pankoi. Let Yochanan, the son of Narbai, the Talmud of Pankoi, v'imali kreisim v'kadshe shamayim, let him eat. Let Yochanan ben Narbai, the Talmud of Pankoi, let him come and eat from the karbanos. He deserves to eat from the karbanos. Apparently, he used to eat a lot of karbanos. Amar lav al Yochanan ben Narbai, they said about this fellow, Yochanan ben Narbai, shahaya ochel, shalosh meas agalim, shosa shalosh meas garba yayin. His typical suda were 300, for his household, were 300 cows and 300 barrels of wine. For ochel arbaim sa gozolos bikinuach suda, and for dessert, he would have 40 sa worth of chicken. Amru, kol yamav sheyochanan ben Narbai, all the days of this Yochanan ben Narbai, lo nimtza nosa b'migdash. There was never any leftover meat in the Beis HaMikdash. He was the garbage can. He would clean it all up. If there was a carbon to be eaten somewhere, so he would eat it. And apparently this was praiseworthy. Now, what was the punishment of this Yisachar Ish Kvar Bar Kai that he used to wear silk gloves when doing the Avoda? My Salka Baby Yisachar Ish Kvar Bar Kai, what happened to him? Amri, Malka Umalkasa Havoyasve, one time the king and the queen were sitting. Rashi explains they were kings from the Malchus Beis Chashmonai. Chasson Sofer doesn't like that pshat. They themselves were Kohanim. Why do they have to call the Kohen to ask him Shailas? We'll see in a second. They asked him Shailas. Maybe he was a king from Beis Hordus or from Beis Aristobulus that were not Kohanim Gedol. Anyway, one time the king and the queen were sitting. Malka Amar Gad Yayoi. The king said that goats are better to eat than sheep. Umaksa Amri Imrayoi. And the queen said, no, sheep are better to eat than goat. It's more tasty, better meat. Amru, so they said together, who's going to decide this dispute between the king and the queen? Obviously, they weren't students of Rabbi Willig, who said, your wife is always right. But whatever. Amru, man muchach, who's going to prove to us which is better? Goat food or sheep food? Man muchach. Kohen Gadol. Let's call a Kohen Gadol. He deals with sheep and goat all day long. The Kamasa Karbanos Kol Yom. He brings Karbanos all day long. He's going to know which is better, goat meat or sheep meat. Asa Iu. So they brought this Kohen Gadol, Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Kai. And after they asked him which meat is more meshubach, achve biyade. Achve biyade. So he made a joking motion with his hands. He made fun of the king and the queen. He made a joking motion with his hands. And he said, when he answered them, he made a joke out of the question. Igadya ya yisak letamida. If a goat would be better, we would bring a goat as a carbon tamid every day. From the fact that we bring a sheep, shows that a sheep is better. Amar Malka, the king, was not happy with the fact that he made a joke out of the question. Hovalahavalai aims at the Malchusa. Since he did not have appropriate respect for the king, he was like Morid b'Malchus, he didn't show respect for the king. Nifsiku l'yamine, let's cut off his right hand. The Gemara tells a story, Yoav Shochad, apparently the guy knew people on the inside, this Kohen Gadol, so he bribed the executioner who was supposed to cut off his right hand, Upaske l'smole. So they cut off his left hand because he had connections, so he arranged he should keep his right hand, which was his stronger hand. They chopped off his left hand. Shama Malka, the king, heard that they chopped off his left hand. Upaske l'yamina, he commanded that they should chop off his right hand also. This is what happened to this Kohen, who was a wicked Yisachar Ish Kvar Bar Kai. What did they say about him before? What did he do? He was wicked. I read that right. He was Mechabed Atzmo, Mechal. Yeah, he was one of the Kohanim. Oh, he was the guy who used to do the avoda with the silk gloves. So you see, he did the avoda with his hands in the wrong way. So he got his hands chopped off. Amar of Yosef, Brich Rachmana de Ashkeli Yisachish Kvar Bakai Limitrafse Mine Bahai Alma. Blessed is Hashem who punished Yisachish Kvar Bakai in this world. He punished him appropriately in this world the way he was supposed to be punished. He got his just desserts. He sinned with his hands, he got punished with his hands. Now, simple pshat where Rav Yosef said is that it's better that he got punished in this world so that he won't be punished in the next world. So says Ben Yoyada. Chasam Sofer says, Tovu Kadesh Shara Kohanim Lo Yilmadu Mimasav. It's good that he got punished in this world so that the other Kohanim will see what happens when you don't follow the rules. That's why it's better in this world. And you also have the benefit in the next world that you won't have to get punished, that people learn from you in this world. Amar Rav Ashi, Yisach Yish Kvar Barkai Lo Tana Masnisin. Now this Yisach Yish Kvar Barkai, this Kohen Gadol, by saying that he thought the goat was better than the sheep, obviously he didn't learn the Mishnayos. Because then he would know that sheep and goats were equal. Oh, and now, for those of you who come to my parsha shir, you're going to see a dafyomi coincidence, but it's only a coincidence if you come to my parsha shir. How do you know that sheep and goats are the same level? Disnan, we learned in a mishnah in Krisus, Rabbi Shimon says, Kvasim kodmin le'izim. The Torah writes sheep before goats. Bechol makom. Yachol mipnei shemuvcharin b'minan. You might think that the fact that the Torah writes sheep before goats shows that sheep is a better quality meat than goat meat. Talmud Lomar, when it comes to the chatas of the yachid, it says, Parshas Vayikra, Vehevi karbano se'iras izim. And afterwards it says, Im keves yavi karbano. There it says, goats before sheep. Malami chishneim shkulin ke'achad. Sometimes, usually it says sheep before goats. But there's some places where it says goats before sheep. That's to teach us that they're all equal. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, forget about it, he didn't learn the Mishnayos and the Brises. I feel a mikra namilokari. He obviously didn't even read the Chumash. If he would read the Chumash, he would know that there's no benefit to sheep over goats. Dechsiv. It says as far as the Korban Shlamim, Im Keves, V'imeis. Since the Pasuk doesn't say which is better, there's no difference. Iboy Keves, if you want to bring your Korban as a sheep, Lyse, you're allowed to bring your Korban as a, your Shlamim as a sheep. Iboy Eis Lyse, if you want to bring a goat, you bring a goat. There's no benefit one or the other. So the Achronim say, what do you mean? Why can't you bring a proof from the fact that it says sheep first, that it's better to bring the sheep? And furthermore, why didn't the Gemara bring a pasuk from the Korban Ola? Before the pasuk of the Shlamim. In Minatzon Korban Omin HaKsavim Omin HaIzim. They give various answers. But at any rate, the Gemara seems to say that some places it says the sheep before the goats. And some places it says, so that's why the pasuk says by Korban Chatas Yachid. First it says goat, then it says sheep. From the fact that it said the goat first over there, it teaches me that they're even. Why do I say this is a daf yomi coincidence if you go to my parsha shir? So there's a beautiful, yeah, Krishna knows the answer. So there's a beautiful, beautiful chasam sofer this week. Fascinating pasuk, really amazing. It says, Hu Aaron u Moshe, who went to talk to Paro to get the Jews out of Egypt. I'm sorry, it says, Hu Aaron u Moshe, Hu Aaron u Moshe, who went to take the Jews out of Egypt. And when they spoke to Paro, Hu Moshe v'Aaron. Well, so Rashi says that we see from the fact that sometimes it puts Moshe before Aaron, and sometimes Aaron before Moshe, that actually Moshe and Aaron were equivalent. They were equal in terms of their leadership. Usually the buck stops with one person in a company. You have to have one person at the head of a company. But apparently when it came to Klal Yisrael, Moshe and Aaron, and Chasam Sofer's Madaik very beautifully, when they were talking to Paro, Moshe was the greater Navi. So when they were talking to Paro, Moshe had to come first. He was the aristocrat, he was the Talmid Chacham, he was the greater Navi. So at things that required Chashivas, Moshe had to go first. But when it came to talking to Klal Yisrael, Aaron was Oyev Shalom, Arodev Shalom, Oyev Sabrius and Makarvan Lator. Moshe was the Shtarka Talmud Chacham. He wasn't necessarily the right person to be the first person to talk to Klal Yisrael. If you look in the Psukim carefully, the Chasam Sofer says, when it came to talking to Klal Yisrael, it says Aaron and Moshe. When it came to talking to Paro, it says Moshe and Aaron. Unbelievable. So that's the way they shared the leadership. The way they shared the leadership was that when it came time to talk to Klal Yisrael, Aaron's softer method was better for the people. When it came time to talk shtark to Paro, you needed the big Talmud Chacham Moshe Rabbeinu to talk first. So you see the fact that sometimes it said Moshe first and sometimes it said Aaron first is to show they're both equal. They're both on the same madriga. We don't usually look at it. We think Moshe was the man. Aaron was the assistant. It's not what it says in the Chumash, not what it says in Rashi, not what it says in Chasam Sofer. They were both equal. That's why some says, who Aaron and Moshe? Who Moshe and Aaron? They were a partnership. They were the same. So that's a Dafyomi coincidence here. You have that's why the Gemara says, sometimes it says the sheep before the goat. Sometimes it says the goat before the sheep to teach you that they're both on the same level. Rabosai, Hadron Alach Mokam Shnago, Slichalach, Uslichalach Pesach Rishon. We're done with Pesach Rishon. Now for the next five, six weeks, we're going to talk about Pesach Sheni, a lot about Kachim, but then right before Pesach, coming attractions, the delicious dessert you're going to see during the blot of Avi Pesachim, the 3-4 weeks leading up to Pesach is all Avi Pesachim. We're going to learn all about the laws of the Seder. It's going to be, so we have what to look forward to. Obviously, all of Torah is great. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, 7:05.
Thank you. Rabbeinu was quoting the Gemara.